Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined as always in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Hello, my friend. Another good one.
Yeah, we can do a little quick recap on the what was used to be called IHRSA convention. Now it's the HFA, Health Fitness Association. It's a big, giant conference. It just got done in Las Vegas. I got back a couple days ago and just kind of want to give a recap of what, like, through my lens.
Yeah.
It's funny because I ran into some folks there and like, hey, you know, do you ever come to these? And the short answer is like, yes, I have been to the IHRSA events. I went to an IHRSA event conference in San Diego before I even opened the gym. This was like my research period, right? Yeah. I was looking at different things. And then I went a couple times in between the first maybe 10 years of business. Then I hadn't been back until this year. And, you know, it was interesting. I didn't go to any of the lectures, and I was only there for a day. But, you know, you walk around the expo enough, you kind of get a vibe of what the fitness industry is heading towards. Obviously there's a ton of money. There's giant booths. I mean, Techno Gym and Matrix and these giant companies. I guess they are giant. I mean, on paper, I'm sure they are, but like the booth size was like 25 booths compared to like a single booth. Yeah. Right. So I can't imagine being like a sponsor of that, what they did. And they had a DJ and a make your own t-shirt bar and a actual bar. And you could work out on their equipment. And there was a whole section of booty equipment. It was Booty Builder. Yeah, that was the name of the company. Yeah. Booty Builder. And they obviously had all these booth babes walking around. And they were just like, there was like 20 pieces of glute equipment.
I saw literally yesterday a gym from back at home in Illinois bought one. Had it, that was what they announced yesterday on Facebook. They
got their booty builder.
They
probably got it at the show.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I bet they did.
That would be interesting, yeah.
It was pretty wild. Like, there was nothing for upper body. It was literally glute development booty builder equipment. So, anyways, I got to walking around. Obviously, I touched maybe 5% of what was really there. I saw some tech stuff. I saw, you know, tons of, like, mind body competitor style membership management stuff. I saw some body composition technology movement stuff. But you know, the real big takeaway was there's a heavy lean back towards fixed plane equipment. I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm seeing a lean towards wellness. Mm-hmm. I saw WellHub and like three other wellness companies that are like, They get the wellness deals with big corporations and then they sell like opportunity to work with them to gyms and trainers and stuff. Pretty cool. CNU Stretch, our buddy Evans was there stretching folks. And, you know, it's just what a different world, right? You know, there was some cool stuff. Like, there was some cool equipment like that Anchor. If you've ever seen Anchor, it's like a cable machine that's got so you can just continue to add resistance to it and just straps to the side of a rack.
Yeah.
Talk about a space saver for cable work.
Yeah,
right?
We were playing with them in
really cool.
Perform Better,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Got to talking to that guy. The guy invented it and, you know, it's just another cool product, right? Like, but, you know, again, all of these things are products. None of them will help you make any money because unless there's that one girl that wants that one piece of booty builder equipment, like, you know, what's that really going to do? It's just going to go in the corner and people are going to use it. It's cool.
But that's going to be you see that more for open gym concepts, big box concepts, because, you know, at the end of, that's what they're doing. They're leasing equipment to the public, right?
They're selling the equipment opportunity, right? Yep. The opportunity to use it. So, you know, overall, look, guys, I didn't go to lectures. You know, big equipment companies are loud and proud. There's plenty of them. There's some cool things. There's some gimmicky things. I did notice a heavy lean towards strength training.
Yeah.
In a way from, say, class-based stuff, like Les Mills, for example. From the people there that I talked to, Les Mills used to be 3 or 4 times the size their booth that they were there. They were kind of off in the corner, and they were not that big, yeah. Right? Les Mills is a class-based certification thing that sells to big box gyms. It's just, it's leaning back towards strength training, wellness. I saw some doctor-integrated health stuff there. Blood work, GLP-1s, that.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
So like, if I was going to say wrap this up with a bow,
yeah.
Wellness, strength, recovery, GLP-1, medical, all in. Can you guys go back to our prediction show of 2025? Like, that's exactly what we, what we predicted. This just seems like this is the way. It's integrated health medicine, glucose monitors, recovery. There was some plunge. There was a lot of plunge stuff. There was recovery stuff, sauna stuff. Some cool chrome plates and some like different things to make it more elegant, right? That, like, it seemed like every plate company had a line of chrome, shiny, like super thin plates. Premium plates. I saw 5 different companies had them. And there were silver ones and gold ones. It was cool. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
But like, that's, if you think about like, the evolution of a plate, like, this is what we're talking. It's
revolutionary now, huh?
The evolution of a plate. If you go back to like the old plates, they were metal. Okay. With grips on both sides. Then they did a big lip on one side and flat on the other. Then they went back to the circular ones and they had handles in them. Then they were like octagons. Then they were rubber coated. Then they were color coated. Then they were bumper plate coated or whatever. Then there's metal, thin, chrome-looking ones now. Like, that's
to that point though? Is buying that new latest and greatest that is a cool variation of what you already have in your business ever going to move the needle of your business? Probably not.
No, I mean it's cool.
Great. Yeah, exactly. It feels good.
If you just want to spend the money on something, then that will make you zero return on your investment. Zero. Yeah. Like, there's no point. But again, kind of going back to the vibe I felt, it was, fitness is here. It ain't going anywhere. That's like, there was more vendors than I'd ever seen before. I heard it was a little bit smaller maybe than last year because they had some of the convention walls, kind of like the curtains up, kind of moved it in. To me, it was gigantic.
Sure.
Gigantic. Again, because I'm used to going to small, perform better stuff, perform better was there. Saw a lot of people, a lot of cool things. Nothing blew my socks off.
I was
going to
say, was there anything that because obviously there's trends in fitness, right? Like, I think you're talking the holistic approach, the wellness approach, strength becoming the thing again. Like, you see that when you walk into big box gyms too, like the weight section is now full of people, you know, training clanging and banging
versus doing, the cardio.
Versus, yeah, jumping into classes and maxing that stuff out. And so I think you see that, you know, as you go through into gyms. What, but for our clients, I think that's a benefit, right? Ooh. Like for the type of gym owners that are listening, I mean, if you're running a training gym, like this is the time to thrive. Like the writing's on the wall, like the evidence is there. This is what people are looking for. It's your opportunity to go grab part of that market share.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and I think that, like we said on the prediction show, like this should be a time for fitness, for training studios to really get ahead.
Feels like it.
You know,
feels like it.
There's so much. I mean, you could turn on major news now, and if they're talking fitness and stuff like that, like it's even strength training, it's talking about longevity, skeletal muscle mass, like all of that conversation across the board only benefits these training businesses, right? But you have to do something to tap
businesses.
Into it. Strength
not,
training,
not
yeah,
class,
correct.
Not class-based per se. But it's good. It's all good news. It's all good news. It looked like kind of got me, you know, a little excited. I didn't really take much other than perceptions of what I'm seeing. I'm not changing anything in my business. Again, I didn't go to any lectures, so like, you know, shame on me for just going to the expo or whatever, but I was only there for like 36 hours. Like I flew in, went to the thing, flew out the next day. But I'm glad I went. I got to shake hands with a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while. A lot of Iron Circle members were there cruising around, opening their eyes, their perspective and stuff. So all in all, thumbs up. I don't know what else to say. It was pretty good, but it was very clear the trend is strength, wellness, recovery.
Do you think that along with that, you know, back to the gym owners being able to, you know, grab a piece of that pie, you know, do you feel that it also comes with a little bit more high touch, all encompassing? Because when you're talking wellness, when you're talking telemed, when you're talking, like, we now have our hands in a hell of a lot more than just a workout routine, right? And I think that the gym, like back to the prediction show, and the gyms that take advantage of mm-hmm. partnering with the telehealth, partnering with like bringing in a little bit more holistic approach to fitness, I think that that's where the opportunity really is.
It is. GLP-1s were everywhere. There was definitely boosts of medical practitioners that were partnering with gym and health, like fitness professionals to say, hey, we could be your partner here. This is how we work. And then we prescribe your clients this. It's all good, right? Yeah. It's all good stuff. You know, finally, maybe the medical industry, the doctors and all the, like the clout that those guys have, maybe it'll maybe drip into giving us little fitness guys a little love, right?
Right.
Maybe some insurance coverage, maybe, I don't know, right? So there's some of that stuff going on too. So anyways, I just want to give you guys my opinion. It's very limited in the fact that, again, I just went to the one expo and the show was there for a full day. And it was cool. I mean, like I said, that was my take on it. So would I go back again? Probably to meet people.
Sure.
To hang out and go to dinners and stuff like that. Unless I'm opening up a big box gym, I'm probably not going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very catered toward big fitness, which is fine.
There's
that's where the money's at.
There's a lot of it out there.
Yeah. So hopefully, I don't know if this even helped you at all, but maybe it did. Maybe it tells you you're on the right track, or maybe you want to look at moving towards strength. So that's it for this show. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next one. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.